My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. Hello people and welcome back to the People Building Podcast, and this is our last episode for 2018. So before I go on and introduce you to our topic for today, let me just say a massive thank you to each and every one of you who have listened to or watched one of the previous podcast episodes from this year. I hope that the content has been valuable to you. So for today's episode, we are going to be talking about giving up. Now, sometimes when I make the suggestion that giving up is sometimes a good idea, people look at me as if I'm crazy, because surely in the world of what I do, it's all about there is no failure, only feedback, and you know, keep on until you've got what you want, and follow your dreams, you know, all of that kind of stuff. There is merit to thinking in an optimistic way, but I tend to think of myself, generally speaking, as a bit more of a realist. There are times when you need to give the fuck up. So let me give you some examples of when people don't give up soon enough. Sometimes people will stick with a job that makes them miserable because they have been conditioned, usually from generations before them, that once you are in something that is safe and solid and it pays your wages or you get a good pension at the end of it, you don't let that go. You keep on going no matter how miserable it makes you. Sometimes people are in relationships that do not serve them in a positive way, but they don't give up on it because, you know, they've invested a lot already and maybe there's kids involved. There was a quote once that I put up on the blackboard. Some of you will have seen the chalkboard outside of the office because it's on our Instagram page, new Instagram link. And basically on this particular day, I'd written up a quote that said, "Don't be afraid to walk away from a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it." Sometimes people stick with stuff that is bad for them for too long. So here's the thing, I'm not saying give up on your hopes and dreams and things that could work out positively for you in the future. What I am saying is that there are times when you need to walk away, because when we look at things from a realistic perspective, it's never going to move forward happily. For some people, there can be a real what's the word I'm looking for? Like a conflict, a real internal conflict around the idea of giving up on something. Because just the terms giving up are really not all that helpful to us, are they? Like, we talk about people giving up smoking, and generally speaking, we think about giving up as being a bad thing. In the context of smoking, giving up is a really good thing. Anyway, the point being that we think about giving up as having some negative connotations to us, and that might be part of the reason why sometimes we're just like outright reluctant to do it. Like, why would I give up? I have my pride to think of here. But it's not necessarily going to be a bad thing if what we are getting in return is a higher set of standards. When you raise your personal standards about what it is you want from life, what it is that you expect from others in life, what it is you expect from yourself, then that can open up a whole new world of giving up on the things that were not actually serving you positively in the first place. Anyway, I see this most commonly in people's personal relationships. What I'm talking about here are the interactions that you have with other people where you know deep down, if you're honest with yourself, if you really connect with your gut in the context of that relationship, it almost frightens you to recognize the truth, which is that this relationship has run its course. There is nothing left between you now, nothing good anyway, or that the bad outweighs the good by enough that it's starting to get painful. Very often when we have these sorts of situations in our life, those are the times when it's most challenging to give up and walk away, because of that investment of ourselves that we've made. You know, sometimes we get really good at justifying another person's circumstances to give us reasons to stay because we feel uncomfortable with the disconnection. Maybe we feel uncomfortable with the reality that we're going to be losing out on that love or the potential for love from that person. But to me, these are also some of the most obvious times to think about giving up as being a positive step forward. And here's why. Some people will only ever be loyal to their need of you. They're not actually loyal to you. They're loyal to their need of you, and only up until that point that they still need you. When they stop needing you, they'll stop being loyal to you too. And knowing that that's the likelihood of how this relationship is going to transpire later on, you will feel infinitely better with your future self if you made the decision to give up and walk away rather than waiting for them to do that to you. The other good reason for taking control of that situation, raising your standards and walking away, again, be it a relationship or a crappy job or a friendship that isn't working for you anymore, or a neighborhood that you don't want to live in anymore. When it comes from you having raised your standards and made that decision and actioned that decision to give up and walk away, it will very often either resolve the situation in a way that actually the investment that you needed from others suddenly transforms and they're like back on board, like fully and completely. For example, if you say to your boss, "I'm leaving because I don't feel valued here anymore and I'm miserable and unhappy," if it turns out actually your boss really does value you, at the moment that you choose to walk away, they're most likely to put together a package of something to get you to stay. So if anything's gonna save it, it's the threat of you leaving, and it's with you wholeheartedly committing to following through on that decision, not just doing it to see if you'll get the reaction, but that you will wholeheartedly follow through on that decision should it come to it. So that's the first good thing about giving up, raising your standards and walking away, is that it can evoke a positive reaction from whomever it is that you're engaging with and wanting to see them like raise their stakes a little bit more. The other good thing is that if it doesn't work out that way, if you don't get the reaction from the other person that you had intended, you will move on fast because you will be busy in your new situation, your new set of circumstances, with your having let go, raised your standards, and becoming the new person that you're going to be. You will move on much faster and you can find happiness in that new space. You were never going to have it where you were before because it had become too polluted and too toxic. And that's why giving up and moving on can be such a powerful thing for you to do, because what it offers you is an opportunity to have freedom from those negative feelings. It offers you an opportunity to grow yourself as a person once again. And when we're in a state of growth, we're very often at our most happiest. When we are stagnant and stale, that's when things start to get really uncomfortable for us. So let's not think of giving up as something to be afraid of or ashamed of, or something that we want to avoid doing in our lives. Let's think of giving up as our way of saying, "I'm letting this go because I've got higher standards now than I used to have. I am invested in becoming a better person than I was before, and to do that, I need to let some of the old shit go." Sometimes by giving up, we send out a message about our own self-worth, and we tell the others that we are interacting with, "This is where my self-respect is at." And in this interaction between us, that self-respect level is not being met. And for that reason, I would rather be in a situation where I do not have you, I do not have what it is that you're offering. I would rather have nothing at all than to have that, because I've recognized in myself that what you are offering to me doesn't hit my standard and that that is damaging to myself to accept that. I like myself enough to be able to walk away knowing that potentially I could be left without anything. But I would rather have that than to have the toxicity that is coming by staying with you. So here's what we're gonna do. It's the end of the year. We're gonna have an end of the year audit. We're gonna look back at the various different areas of our lives. Think about that wheel of life that we sometimes use in coaching, where you've got 8 different spokes: relationships, health and well-being, finances, career, personal development, spirituality, and whatever else you want to add into it. Intimate relationships, friends, blah, 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 blah. However you want to split that up, where you look through it and you evaluate each one of those areas and score it from 0 up to 10. 10 being it is functioning in the best possible way, and 0 being it's really pretty darn bad. And deciding what number you would be on that scale for each of those different areas. And if on any one of those areas there is a number that you are uncomfortable with, maybe it's below 5, for example, looking at those and saying, is there something in that area of my life that I either need to give up on or I need to get started on? We'll look at the getting started on stuff in January, because that's a good time to think about starting stuff. But at this point in time, it's the end of the year, we're going to start thinking about what it is that we need to give up on in order to give ourselves the headspace and the freedom and the energy and the creativity to really be able to put everything we've got into starting afresh for 2019. So I hope that this information was valuable and useful for you today. If it was, then go ahead and hit that thumbs up button if you're watching on YouTube. Make sure you connect to the podcast if you're listening on iTunes, or you subscribe to the channel. Again, if you're on YouTube, then go ahead and subscribe and click that notifications bell so that you get notified the next time I upload a video to the channel. But for now, thank you so much for watching, and I will see you all next year. Have a really Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all. Bye.